In my honest opinion, perception is what I consider to be one of the most hardest things to agree on or understand in life. And I am not just saying that to start this episode in the most deepest philosophical way as possible. Honestly, that was a thought that popped in my head the day before I recorded this episode. And in all honesty, it has taken me quite some time to start this episode off. I think this is my 20th recording, so I decided to use that to keep the ball rolling. It's been one of those times for me in which I can't seem to jump into recording like I used to. I don't know if it's me having a block. I don't know if it's a matter of me being too busy outside of recording, so when I come back, I feel a little burnt out, but I'm doing my best to push through for so many reasons. With this podcast in general, for me to get this podcast to the next level, I have to be consistent, and I'm definitely dropping the ball on that. I'm in this space where I am happy and frustrated at the same time. If there's a word that defines both, someone please tell me, and I will use that word the next time I'm feeling this way, or if I'm still feeling this way. I'm happy that outside of recording, I have a structured life. Things are going well. Things are going really, really good. I am frustrated, though, that I don't have time to come back to something that I put together, built with my own hands, and I can't get it off the ground. I don't express how frustrated I am on that. I really don't express myself when I'm frustrated or just angry or sad. And that's kind of where I wanted to go with this episode. I wanted to speak on me for a bit, or for the majority of this episode, in all honesty, just to provide clarity and to shed light. That's why I had kicked off me speaking on perception, because people will take a look at me and they will feel like they have an understanding of who I am and what I will do, what I will say, and they'll know why. And not to sound like I'm separate from the entire human race, because I'm not. I'm not even a part of the human race. I confirmed that I was an alien a long time ago, but for those of you who decided to gloss over that episode, joke's on you. I'm glad I'm able to laugh, though, in this episode. That's really good. But I would say that for those of you who have that perception of me, you'd be 100% wrong. I have used this platform in the past to express that I have been working on just being able to express myself clearly. But I am hard on myself a lot. And what I mean by that is the things that I am frustrated about, I feel there's no need to express my frustration, simply because I would rather invest on how to deal with that frustration and eliminate it than using that same time to just express that I'm frustrated. Because 10 times out of 10, when you happen to speak on your problems, people will provide the solution with not too much sympathy or empathy, and I'd rather avoid that. I understand that not everyone is me, so no one is really going to take the time to understand what a person or people are feeling towards something, and they'll kind of downplay it. I'm not knocking all of you. I love every single one of you. Don't get me wrong. But me just knowing that not everyone has the time or the patience, or they're not even required to do that, I rather just skip to the part where I express myself and get to the solution. But that has gotten a lot of negative feedback, in a sense where it looks like I don't care, or it looks like I'm not concerned about a lot of things, when in actuality I am. See, me being someone who overanalyzes and overthinks, I am living the entire thought processes that people have in general. But it's a 24-hour process. I think the only time I'm relaxed is when I space out. Not even when I'm sleeping, because in some way, shape, or form, I'm dreaming about what it is that's on my mind. I don't know if that's impressive or I don't know if that's stressful. It could be a mixture of both. Someone please let me know. But I just want to take this opportunity again to just kind of explain for me, and at the same time, just kind of speak on the empathetic side for others who are currently feeling the way I feel or have felt the way I felt. It's hard to break out of a structured, toxic environment and move forward. You can announce over and over and over again that you want to break free, but it's really hard, especially when you apply that toxic structure to almost everything in your life. Like, I had to sit back one day and realize that I have a mindset that I carry with me with everything. And at first I thought that was me being mature, but in actuality it was a bit immature, in a sense that I didn't want to admit why I had that mindset. So I was just out here thinking, it's the best way to think about it. What I mean basically is that I was afraid to admit that I was scared, and that's why I'm thinking that way. Like, those words never came out of my mouth. I never said, oh, I think this way because, you know, in all honesty, I'm afraid. I would just say, oh no, I'm thinking this way just in case. Not even that I'm trying to play it off. I just, when I realized it was hard for me to express something like that, I knew I had to, there was some work that had to be done. Now, don't get me wrong, I am in no way, shape, or form depressed. And the reason why I'm saying that is, in the past, I have discussed with all of you my battles with depression and me trying to do my best to get out of said depression. I have yet to go to therapy, and I'm not saying that to downplay it at all or saying that my way is better. It's just that because I haven't gone to therapy, I know that a lot is sitting with me. I do believe that talking with someone, or even talking with God, there are some healing. There's a lot to that that is healing. But at the same time, I do believe in inner strength too. I feel personally that we have the power to dig ourselves out of holes or to get ourselves out of that bad place. If that doesn't work, of course you go to those other options. But for me, I always find ways to help myself before asking others for help. And I think that has come off as prideful. But it's like, again, I found myself realizing how structured my toxic ways were, because I wasn't doing it because I was prideful. I was doing it because I genuinely felt that the end result was someone advising me to get myself out of that hole. So I was already doing what I had assumed people were going to say. My perception was just really crazy. Now I realize it's okay for me to ask for help. It's okay for me to express I need help. It's okay for me to keep asking for help. Because the next problem I had was assuming I could only ask for help one time when it came to anything in particular. Like, if I asked someone how to get there from point A to B, I would assume I couldn't ask them again, that I had to memorize it. I put so much stress. I'm very hard on myself. I'm really, really hard on myself. And because of that, I function in a way that may come off as quirky. It may come off as just me being odd or antisocial. I need to break out of that for a lot of reasons. But the main reason is I want to grow in every sense of the word. And I can't do that if I am stunting my growth, preventing myself from progressing. I'm so sorry if I'm messing up all my words. No, I'm so sorry for messing up on all my words. I'm all over the place. But I needed this. I needed to just jump back into recording. Again, it's been a very frustrating time in terms of podcasting. I haven't been able to do it the way I want to. And it's so funny because as I'm looking at the timer while I'm recording, I just remember a time where I was able to record at my leisure. And this is when I wasn't concerned about turning this podcast into anything. Now I want to turn it into something and I don't have the time to do it. And that's one of the things about life that is just so funny to me. And it has me saying the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. If you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. Because since I made that announcement, so much has been happening on the outside, outside of this. But again, it's what's going on outside of this that I'm really proud of. Because again, there was a point in time where all I had was outside of this, and I really did my best to hide the fact that I was frustrated, I was angry, I was sad, and I just used this to kind of propel myself forward. And I got to network with a lot of cool people. I got to network and reconnect with old friends, and this has been so cool. And I want to use this to really take off into a higher atmosphere than I am currently. And it all hit me one day because I was saying to myself, there was a point in time where I used to be so impulsive and make moves because I believed in myself. Now I'm playing it safe so much, it's like I don't even believe me when I say I want to do all of this stuff. Now I'm not going to do anything impulsive because I'm also at an age where that time is done and you need a structured, I can't even think of the word, a structured foundation in order to be sporadic and impulsive. You can't just be impulsive and crumble the ground beneath you. But I'll have these thoughts and then I'll just decide to play it safe. I'll hold on to something that I know isn't worth my time and energy simply because of what it could be, and I'm not looking at it for what it is. I remember a long time ago, I had this conversation with my mom. This was back when I was 17, 18, and I was transitioning from settling for what it is that I wanted and not settling for less to just, well, you know, it's better to have this than nothing at all. And it was crazy because I thought I was thinking like an adult, but I was just really playing it safe. I know a lot of adults that are risk takers. I know a lot of kids that are risk takers. I know risk takers that are happy that they've taken risks instead of not taking the risk and just playing it safe. I used to be in that crowd. I used to just be like, all right, if I ever, one day I'm going to tell you all the story about my journey to New Jersey. Some of you will be like, wow, I had no idea. Some of you already know because you were there. Most of you would just be like, wow, you lied. You said you had this going on and this wasn't. I would love to share that journey with all of you one day. I might do that on the 200th episode. But at a point in time, I realized how risky the risks were. And I decided, you know something? Let me stop. From now on, whatever I get, I'm going to make the best of. I was settling and I didn't even realize that. And as a result of settling, I decided to start being someone that became closed off and just not necessarily wanting to branch out. And it gave this disposition that, oh, wow, you know, look at you in your safe little cube. You don't want to branch out and to do anything. And I'm just like, well, no, you know, it's not that. Once I found myself doing that, it's not that at all. I realized, wow, what happened? How far have I fallen? And then mental health. That was a point in time where I knew I wasn't me anymore because everything just started crumbling. And despite me playing it safe, it still wasn't working out. But oddly enough, that wasn't even enough for me to change my way of thinking. I doubled down and said, you know what, next time, got to be more safe. Don't do this anymore. Don't do that. I started to stop myself from doing things. And it got crazy. But deep down inside, I'm screaming at myself. I'm crying. I'm doing all of the emotions. But outside, I would either write about it. I would vaguely post about it on my social media. I dealt with stress quietly. So much so that most people to this day have said to me, you know, you don't really stress out. You're always chill. You're always laid back. And some people would say that not as a compliment, but as a way of just saying, are you here? Like, are you aware of what's going on? Like, I had to show all of the emotions they were showing just to prove that, yeah, I do feel something. And I feel like that's wrong. I feel like sometimes you really shouldn't assume you know what a person is thinking or feeling. You should always ask. And even if they lie to you, that's better than you having an assumption of what they're doing or who they are. But some people will run with their thoughts even if you express yours out loud. So it's like, I don't know. About 2 weeks ago, me and my closest friends, we were just talking about trying to break generational curses and getting out of the toxic traits that are in our families, or just trying to be better despite being exposed to all of that. And I think since then, my mind has been focused on being better. And it's been hard for me to be better because I'm in this environment that doesn't necessarily care whether or not I'm better. They just care that I'm good, meaning the bare minimum is fine. If I decide to branch out, then, you know, at that point, it's going to be like, oh, no. I wish I can elaborate on that, but I won't, at least not now. I just found myself being okay with good, and I found myself being unable to express how frustrating that is because I feel like everyone around me is going to just tell me, well, don't feel that way. And it's nothing against them. That's just me assuming I know how it's going to play out, and it's frustrating. It is so hard to overanalyze. It is so hard to just not live in the moment, and I'm trying. I am genuinely trying, and it's hard. So, at the end of the day, what I'm really asking for on this episode is help. I need help. I would love to be better. I want to be Chillest 2.0 so badly. Now, I'm not asking for help in anything pertaining to the podcast. I'm not asking for help in terms of opportunities. Don't get me wrong, if opportunities are presented by people that are giving them to me, I'm going to take it. But this is not me saying, woe is me, please help me with this and this. I just need help healing. Because once the healing is done, I'm here. And not necessarily healing, just trying to be uplifted. That sounds crazy too. It sounds like I'm basically saying, I wish I knew the best way to say it. And that's a frustrating thing. Knowing how I feel, but not being able to express it. I wish to be understood. I wish to be understood as well as I try and understand people. That might be a tough request, but I am requesting it nonetheless. I think these days we all feel and think the same things, but very few of us express that. A lot of us go based on what another person would do in terms of dealing with all of those. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. This is, of course, it's so crazy. My phone is going off when I'm recording. But while I had it off of D&D, it was just quiet. But this is why I said, this is why I say all the time, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. Also, another reason why I push to record and push myself to continue recording. We're 19 minutes in. And in all honesty, I feel like this episode is just me venting. There's no specific topic. I was about to say toxic. It's just me talking. But I need this. I need this. I'm going to say this to everyone who finds themselves in a creative rut. Sometimes you just have to jump in with what comes to mind and you keep going. Sometimes it's not about what you have written down. Sometimes it's not about what you have planned, or it's not even about what you want to work on. Sometimes whatever comes out of your mind, whatever comes out of your heart, that's what you have to go with. And that will take you where you want to go, where you have to go, or where you need to go. Or maybe a mixture of all three. And I'm definitely using that for the audio clip for this episode. Oh my gosh, that came out so smooth. As soon as I was saying it, I said, yeah, just finish strong, chill, let's finish strong. Ah, see, I messed up. It's cool. 20 minutes. In all honesty, though, I just want to be understood and just basically say this. I feel everything that everyone who would be in the same situations would feel. I'm just trying to learn how to express myself and not worry about being criticized or advised on how to deal with those emotions. But we all go through it. That's what I was going to say. I just remembered. We are in a day and age now where there's so much going on and we don't have time to react to it. It's like everything is moving at a fast pace. Summer feels long as hell, but it's currently July 30th. We're a day away from August. Summer's about to end. And personally, I can't wait. I love summer, but the heat and humidity has been too much. And we need some rain. And also, and I mean this with love, stay your asses in the house. There's a monkeypox outbreak. We just dealt with COVID. What the hell is going on? And what is it going to take for everybody to just stay indoors? I would love to see on the news one day, hey, national emergency, everyone's going to stay indoors. We're closing everything. How can business boom if people are risking being exposed? Like, that's not what this episode is about, Chillis. Just keep pushing. Keep pushing. I heard some stuff about Sesame Street. There's so much I really need to jump into and talk about. Maybe I will. No. Can I share with you all a dream that I want for this podcast? So the title for this podcast, or the name rather, is the Chillin' with Chillis podcast. And it was really just supposed to sound cool and go with my name, Chillis, which is short for Chillis State of Mind. But when you hear Chillin' with Chillis, at least to me, it sounds like who's chilling with Chillis. So I want more guests. If you want to be a part of the Chillin' with Chillis experience and help me bring the name to its, have its name reach the full potential, just join and I would love that. I would love to have conversations with a lot of people. But again, fast pace. Everyone's busy. Everyone is just caught up in what's going on. And that's life. But it sucks because I'm like, I know that the conversations that I have with a lot of these people would be good recorded. It'll all fall into place, though. I'm confident about that. Like, in the grand scheme of things, I will say that I am confident that the minute I make a step forward into anything that I want to venture into, I know that it's going to lead to a happy ending. Happy in a sense that it may not even be what I see specifically, but it'll still make me feel happy. And I can honestly just leave on that note. But I'm not. I got two laughs out of this recording. This is a good day. Honestly, I'm freestyling, but I did want to get that off my chest. It has been a weird time for me. I'm trying to really cleanse myself from all the toxic ways that I have. And I'm learning that toxic isn't necessarily a bad thing because you might not even be aware that you're doing it. Now, if you're doing it purposely, you are toxic. But you might have like so many toxic or even one toxic trait just follow you around. You don't even realize it because most people rather criticize instead of helping you. And I do believe conversations start the process, whether you have it with a friend or a professional, or even with God. I feel it goes a long way because that to me is the ultimate form of expression, conversation, speaking. You can't go anywhere without communicating. Not even necessarily speaking. That sounded really ignorant. Any sense of expression, any sense of communication, I consider to be powerful. Whether you draw it out, you write it out, you dance it out, that's where it all starts. So I need to let you all know, I currently feel like I'm at 89% right now. And it's only going up from there. It's 11:54 p.m. By the time you listen to this episode, it'll definitely be the day after. I'm going to have it set for a 6 a.m. release. I hope that I can speak with all of you as soon as possible. There's a lot going on. I know that starting next week, I won't be able to record consistently that week. But the week after, I want to jump back into it. I want to start September on a strong note. The year is almost over. I'm nowhere near episode 20 right now, and I need to change that. I announced season 6 for crying out loud. I can't even believe I'm at season 6. Like, when I first started this, it was just season 0, episode 1, or season 1, episode 0. I forgot. I might have attached episode 0 to season 1, but now here I am, 100 or something episodes deep. It's something to be proud of. It really is. And this is what I mean when I say it may not be the happiness that I wanted, but I'll still be happy about it. I'm happy that I made it this far in the journey. I do want to bring this podcast up. I have an idea. I'm not going to make any announcements about it, but I'm going to try to aim for it next week. I'm really looking forward to all of you checking it out and, you know, giving me your opinions. Speaking of which, I'm on Twitch, and that was not a purposeful bar? No, that doesn't sound right. That wasn't a bar that I dropped on purpose. That literally just happened to rhyme. Yeah, I'm on Twitch now. I finally got it to work. So, fun fact, I was streaming before, but for some reason, my voice wasn't coming out on any of the recordings. Come to find out, I was on mute the entire time. I'm over here looking deep and figuring out what's going on. Is it the website? Is it my Wi-Fi? What the hell? Do I need a new controller? No, the button was on mute. So now I'm back. I have been streaming Stray, the new game in which you are a cat trying to find your way back to your family. I need to finish that. I have been streaming Guardians of the Galaxy, which I have to jump back into. I'm only on chapter 2 right now. I just started chapter 2. I'm streaming Man of Medan with Orion. It's something that I wanted to aim for Sundays, but he is currently doing his thing right now, so we'll probably jump into it next Sunday. There was another game that I want. Oh, Brawlhalla. You guys can all watch me kick some serious ass in Brawlhalla. And Multiverses, which I just downloaded today. It's Smash Brothers for Cartoon Network characters, or I think Warner Brothers characters in general, because I can't pronounce her name, but she's a Stark from Game of Thrones. She's in it. And I'm like, wait, yeah, there's no animated show for Game of Thrones as far as I know. So I'll be on that soon. But yeah, I'm trying my hand in everything. I just recently rediscovered my Mad Libs account. Apparently I'm getting mad love on there. One of my videos got 14.K plays, likes or listens, one of those. Either way, I'm famous over there. So I need to reclaim. I need to pop up. I feel like I'm getting emails. Hey, join us on our team in Mad Libs. Chill us. The hell are you doing? So I definitely need to do that. But that'll all be explained and in a well-structured manner. This was just the jump into what is to come. Thank you all for rocking me. That sounds like a blooper, but I have to roll with it. Thank you all for rocking with me this far. Your patience will be rewarded. It'll be worth the wait, I promise you all. Thank you all for listening to me vent too. I need that. We all sometimes just need a moment in which we just take a deep breath, either scream to the top of our lungs or write something down or just speak. As long as we express ourselves, that's the most important thing in the world. And that's where I'm going to leave it at. Thank you all for tuning in to this episode of the Chillin' with Chillis podcast. I am your host. That will forever do the most, whether it's from city to city, train to train, plane to plane, or coast to freaking coast. No matter where, no matter when, no matter how, I will always be your boy, and hopefully still one of your favorite podcasts to tune in and listen to, Chillist. You all have a great week, and I will speak to you soon. Peace. Out.